There's a new children's author in town. It's not Dr. Seuss, it's Dr. Craig. Dr. Craig, you have released this month a new book for children. Talk about these new books.
Well, these books are part of a series called What is God Like? It's a 10-book series on the attributes of God. And they're designed for very small children, little kids, that you would read a story to. And they're beautifully illustrated. Jan and I have wanted to publish these books for years and years. I wrote them for our own children back when they were small and we were living in Belgium. But just this month now, they have finally come to light and been published.
The illustrations are just terrific from this young illustrator. And Papa and Mama Bear, you've got Brown Bear and Red Goose. This teaches the attributes of God to kids, but I tell you what, adults pick up on some things too.
Yeah, it's interesting, Kevin. On the back cover of each book, I have a little message to the parents about what this booklet is like. And it can be fairly sophisticated. For example, on the back of the booklet, God is Everywhere. This is what I say. This second booklet, God is Everywhere, is about what theologians call God's omnipresence, God's being all present. Our story helps us avoid two errors in thinking about God, thinking that God is localized in a place like heaven, and thinking that God is spread throughout space like an invisible gas. And I got to tell you, Kevin, there are lots of Christians who think that way. It explains that God is everywhere in the sense that he knows what is happening at any place and is active there. It thereby gives your children assurance that God is with them no matter where they go. So there you see a little bit of the depth that this booklet then tries to communicate in a very simple way to children through the use of these characters, Red Goose and Brown Bear and their two children.
Yeah, even as kids, they can begin to comprehend the biblical revelation of God and the way God has revealed himself and start to think of him in his awesomeness.
That is one of the goals in this 10 booklet series, is to expand children's concept of God, to make them have a larger image of God so that their God is a big God. And our president of Reasonable Faith, Chris Shannon, has been using the manuscript, not even with the pictures, just the manuscript that I sent him with his two little girls. And he said, these little girls just love these stories about Brown Bear and Red Goose and their children and their dialogues about what God is like. And he said that every night when they put them to bed, they'll read them one of these stories. And one night they decided that they didn't have time for a story and they were just going to put the girls to bed. And he said, you wouldn't believe the outcry there was in our household. He said they began shouting, attributes of God, attributes of God. They wanted to hear the story about the attributes of God. So I'm really hopeful that these booklets will be a big help to parents in teaching their children about God and then also serving as a springboard for conversations with their children about God. Children ask deep questions. And rather than stifle those questions, I think we want to encourage them to ask questions, to stimulate their intellectual curiosity. And I think these booklets can really help to do that.
Oh, Bill, it's a mistake to think that our kids aren't thinking about these things in their quiet moments before they're going to sleep.
Yes.
I've said on a podcast in the past, when Cody, my oldest, was 4, he called me into his room. He's laying in bed. He's almost asleep. He said, Dad, I've been thinking about the fact that God never had a start and he'll never have an end. Dad, that worries me. And he had the little frown on his face.
Yeah.
And I said, Cody, that's so good. And it was a teachable moment, but he was sitting there thinking of God's eternity.
Yes, and one of the booklets, in fact, the third one in the series is called God is Forever, which is about the eternity of God. So we've got God is Everywhere, which is about omnipresence, mm-hmm. and then God is Forever, which is about his eternity. And it goes through the principal attributes of God, like omnipotence, necessity and aseity, moral perfection, the love of God, and so forth.
The one I'm holding in my hand is God is Spirit.
Well, there we're talking about what theologians call the incorporeality of God, namely that God doesn't have a body. Many Christians, adults even, think that God exists in a sort of heavenly throne room and that he has a humanoid form and sits on a throne someplace, where the biblical concept of God is that God is incorporeal, God is spiritual. And so this booklet is intended to help children try to think of what it would be like to be a person without a body. And this can also then stimulate discussions about what happens when we die. When our body dies, do we cease to exist? Or can we exist without our body, the way God is a person without a body? So I think you see the kind of questions that this first booklet, God is Spirit, can raise.
Oh, yeah. This will begin to move them away from what kids typically think of God as, a man with a long white beard,
yep,
and he's walking around in sandals, and he's got lightning bolts and things like that, the way he's been depicted in medieval art.
Yes, this is intended to help children begin to grasp a theologically rich concept of God as an incorporeal, omnipresent, eternal, metaphysically necessary, morally perfect being. And it even ends with a booklet on the Trinity called God is Three Persons, where I try to explain the idea of God being tripersonal. And it's all done through the medium of this funny family of Brown Bear and Red Goose and their little gosling, Charity, and their little cub named John. And what you might not realize, Kevin, is that I've actually been drawing these pictures of Brown Bear and Red Goose for 40 years for our family. When Jan and I were first married, she was an elementary school teacher. And one day she said to me, just playfully, Brown Bear, what do you see? And then she replied, I see a red goose looking at me. It was something she had from her primary school primers. And I thought it was so cute that I began to draw her cards on our anniversaries or birthdays or Christmas of us as Brown Bear and Red Goose. She was the Red Goose, I was the Brown Bear. And when we eventually had children, it seemed natural to make them a gosling and a cub. And so those are the characters that are featured in this series. This is really, in fact, our family. And I've been doing these pictures, as I say, for over 40 years. And what we discovered was this young California artist, Marley. She's only 17 years old. I think she's now 18. But just young, this was her first professional gig. She's just a high school graduate. And her father was a pastor, or is a pastor. And when he heard that we were wanting to do a children's series on the attributes of God, he took the initiative and sent us some of Marley's art. And we really liked it. And so we sent her some of our Bear and Goose pictures and said, can you imitate these characters? Can you draw them? And working with Marley over the months, she has learned to draw these characters in very endearing ways. The expressions are so sweet. The colors are just vivid. Children are going to love these characters, and that will make theology fun for them. They'll want to learn about Christian theology through Brown Bear and Red Goose.
I love the pictures. She does such a good job.
Oh, Marley is great.
Watercolor medium. How many books in this series?
There will be 10. Two have been released as of this month. We'll release another two during this month. And then probably the Christmas issue. One thing that Marley is doing, this was her own idea, is she is drawing the different booklets according to the different seasons of the year. So some of them are spring, some are summer, then there's some autumn scenes in one of the booklets, and then she's going to have a Christmas booklet where Brown Bear and Red Goose and their children are decorating the tree. And I said, let's get that one out by Christmas time. So probably by Christmas we'll have 5 of the 10 released.
These are available from reasonablefaith.org?
Not exclusively. We're self-publishing these through CreateSpace, which is the organ of Amazon.com. And so they are available on Amazon, though they are very hard to find. You see, the author of these booklets is not William Lane Craig. It's Dr. Craig.
Uh-huh.
That's the way it's listed. So if you Google my name, you'll find all of my other books, but you won't find these. So the easiest way to get them is to go to the Reasonable Faith website and get them through our web store, where they will all be available. But they are available at Amazon.com as well as through our own web store.
What this is going to do with parents is to encourage them to learn even more, because as their kids ask deeper and deeper questions, it's good to be equipped.
Yes, I hope it will, Kevin. If you'll notice in the very back of each booklet, you'll see the final two pages are saying, ready to go deeper. And then it has a page for The Defense Never Rests, which is our children's workbook that Joseph Tang developed, and then also On Guard, which is the intro level for adults or young people to learn about the defense of the Christian faith.
It's the What is God Like series, Dr. Craig's What is God Like, and they're available right now. Bill, let's talk a little more about The Defense Never Rests, this workbook for budding apologists. You've also found that kids who are preteen and adolescent can really grasp the issues of defending and knowing the Christian faith.
Yes,
as well.
The Defense Never Rests, the fill-in-the-blank workbook that Joseph Tang developed, is appropriate for children who are around 8 to 10 years of age and older. So the What is God Like series with Brown Bear and Red Goose are for small children. Then when they get to be around 8 years of age, then I think we could introduce them to The Defense Never Rests. And that's a real hands-on project where the child is actually taught a lesson on various apologetic arguments like evidence for the resurrection and arguments from fine-tuning and the origin of the universe. And the child fills in the blank as the teacher goes through the lesson with him. And so this workbook is, I think, a very nice follow-up to the Brown Bear and Red Goose series. So we really have quite a range of apologetics resources now, Kevin. We've got from primary school children with Red Goose and Brown Bear, What is God Like? Then we've got the Defense Never Rests workbook for preteens. Then we've got On Guard, which is kind of an intro level book to apologetics. Then we've got Reasonable Faith, which is a more intermediate level. And finally, The Blackwell Companion to Natural Theology, which is for academics and scholars. So really from the top to the bottom, there's a range of resources now that we've been able to put together through Reasonable Faith.
Bill, as a father and having talked with other parents, are there one or two questions kids tend to really gravitate toward at a young age? Obviously, what God is like is very fundamental to what they would ask, and that's why you've done this series.
Yes, I think that children very, very frequently ask, where did God come from? I was just sharing with a woman about this series of booklets, and she told me that she teaches special needs children, that is to say, mentally challenged children. And she said, even these children ask her questions like, where did God come from? Or who caused God? Now think of that, Kevin. That's how deep these questions are in the human psyche, that even these mentally challenged children can think of and be troubled by and reflect on these kinds of questions. So it's imperative that we address these sorts of questions when our children raise them.